Okay, the we spent time at Rashi Shita, on Makif and Nikif, and we really didn't spend time on Taisa Shita. Taisa Shita is that Makif and Nikif, the sugi is talking about the outside wall, and that it's on the outside wall that we say, Gadar Asaravias, Magad one of Esakal. Rav Shimon writes here about Taisa's Shita, that it's the outside wall, and the Gadol of Esakoyel means he has to pay for 50% of the outside wall. So Rav Shimon says it's Pashut that it must be that he's kind of the Avonim of the outside wall, that he's paying 50% of it. So it must be that he has a Kinyan in the stones of the outside wall, because otherwise the other person can just take apart the wall anytime he wants. So it's a double pashit that he has to have a kinyan in the avonim of the outside wall. And the Mela, he has to cash it. The Ktzai said, when it's the inside wall, the way the Ktzai explained the mechanics of Adin, is that his chatzar is kind of the stones. Once his chatzar is kind of the stones, Mela, once the chatzar is kind of the stone, some in Meila is a chiyuv tashlumin. So, and why is this chatzar kind of the codes? Because it's kind of the kinyan of the chatzar itself. So he says, how are you kind of the outside stones? If you hold like Taisa sheet, there's the outside stones. How are you kind of? If you go with this mahalach, that the Ktzai said, that you have to be kind of the stones first and then pay. So how does that work? How are you kind of the stones? With which kid? So Shimon is Mechadish. No Kenyan. I'll tell you what he says. He says that it must be you kind it by making use of it. There's a Kenyan, if you mishtamish with karka, you could be kind of karka. And by working in the inside field, having enough on the outside wall, that's called the hishtamshus. I'm being kind of because I'm using it. It's the type of hishtamshus. I'm kind of with that. So the words. Oh, one second. The words of the Shimon. I don't know what he's saying. At first, I don't. I'm just not smart enough. I don't. No, it's karka. Mechub karka. But I don't know what he means. The kinyan of hishtamshus. And even if I understood it, I don't understand why the inner person is being mishtamish with the outer wall. The outer wall defends him. The whole lashiness of the Rav Shimon, I don't understand. And usually I don't speak out something. If I don't understand, I just let it go. But Rav Shimon is going with such a mahalach that you have to be kainit and then become chayiv to pay. Because like you say, kesef really is kind of a wall. You can be kind of a house with kesef. Even though bricks have a tarpaulin, but once they're cemented to the ground, it's karka. So you really could be kinder with kinyan kesef. So the pashut pshat in the Gemara is that the person pays for it, and the mele, when he pays for it, he's kinder half the value of the wall. But there's some reason that the Ktzais didn't want to do that. Rav Shimon is only going with the Ktzais. The Ktzais said that once you're kinder the stones, then there's a chiyuv to pay. So
why
so Kaka, I don't know. I don't understand. And more than that, if you're kind of with the Shtamshus, so then why do you need the whole Rambam in the Ktzais? That you're kind of, because it's on your karka, you should be kind of the inside person. You should also be kind of with the Shtamshus. So I don't know this part of it. The way we're going to learn Taisus, the way we're learning all along, that Taisus holds that you kind it either straight out in the henna, and the henna pays, and it's then henna v'zachasa k'sat karatali akefi seira, the way we looked yesterday, or actually lasha taisis, like lasha bottom line is nikila daite denichale, he's megalas das, because really it's not oimit for such a wall, it's not oimit for an outside wall, it has to be gila daite denichale. So if it's Amadik, if it's Gilad, then you're chayiv. The whole of Tzais slash Reb Shimon is the shita we have a hard time with. I'm sorry. Yeah, you could have shutfis and karaka, and yeah, they could have a kinyan. Kinyan with his tamshus. But monashach, if you hold, it doesn't work, so it shouldn't work in Rav Shimon's case. If it does work in Rav Shimon's case, it should work in the Rambam's case. But the part of Tosfos that I do want to tell you is that Tosfos says a chiddush. Tosfos says that even though zenehene v'zelei chaser is potter, generally zenehene v'zelei chaser is potter, if the Nehenna was Megala his das that he's willing to pay, if the Nehenna was Megala Daitai that he's willing to pay for it, so the Gili das is Mechayiv even by Zenehenna Vizalei Chasa. Gili das is Mechayiv even by Zenehenna Vizalei Chasa. So let's say I go and I climb into the window of your house and I go to sleep on your couch. So that's called Zenehenna Vizalei Chasa. You're not Chasa. No, you don't like people sleeping, climbing your window, sleeping in your house. But bottom line, you're not a chaser. I don't have to pay you. But let's say I would leave a note that I slept by you and that I'm willing to pay. Later I want to change my mind. So the Taisus in Taisus in the Chafam Beis in Bava Kama, Dibra Masla Taima, Taisus says no. That if you the sugya, our sugya, that one of Rav is telling us that Oma Nikif, when the Nikif builds the fourth wall, it's a gilidas that's mechayiv him, and it's mechayiv him always. It's always a mechayiv, even by zenehene v'zalei chaser, the chiddush atzma. So the Numuki Yosef asks Akasha on this side. You say that Gila Daite is a Machayiv, even by Zenan is Elo Chaser. So he asks from the following case. The Gemara has a case where Ruvain rents Shimon's house to Levi. Levi needs a place to sleep. So remember we spoke about this last year. Levi needs a place to sleep. So Ruvain tells Levi, here, I have a house for you. It's in the middle of summer, he knows that people are away. So he goes in and he rents him the house. So Levi's living in this house, which he thinks belongs to Ruvain. Really, it belongs to Shimon. He lives there for 2 months. And now, the real owners come back. The real owners say, what are you doing in my house? So Levi says, this is not your house, I rented it from Ruvain. And I say, no, it's our house. So now, Ruvain is definitely not entitled to get paid, because Ruvain rented out someone else's house. You don't get paid if you rent out someone else's house. So Ruvain is not entitled to get paid. Is Shimon entitled to get paid? That's the question. Is Shimon entitled to get paid? So the Gemara says he's not. It's Enehen of Zalei Chasim. So the Mukhi Yosef asks on Taisus, what do you mean? I thought you said Gila Daite. That's all the bottom line of our Amid. You have the Gila Daite de Nichalei. The Gemara says if you make all the das that you want to pay, that creates a Schaivus. Taisus says even by Zenehen of Zalei Chasim. So why shouldn't he have to pay? He rented from Reuven. He really belongs to Shimon. Why shouldn't he have to pay Shimon? This is the kasha we had last year. We went above a comma. This was the kasha we had on the side of Gila Daita de Nichalei. And there was our Sameach and a Stipler that had a Mahalach, which we had some horrors on. They answered the Mukhi Yosef's kasha. So again, Mukhi Yosef's kasha, you understand? Tosfos says Gila Daita is always a Machayiv. And Mukhi Yosef asks from the case where people live in Shimon's house, they think they rented it from Reuven. They never got permission from Shimon. So the stipler comes, brings our Sameach, he says an Ein Sof. Levi Katayna, when was I maskim to pay rent? I maskim to pay rent if the owner of the house rents it to me, if I'm living in a place with permission. So I'm willing to pay a rental to live in a house with permission. To live in a house without permission, that I never agreed to pay rent. I thought I'm renting it from the real owner. I thought I'm living in a house with permission. But the emis, I'm living in a house without permission. I don't want to live in houses without the owner's permission. For that I'm not willing to pay. I was never megala meidas that I'm willing to live in a house without the permission of the owner. That I wasn't megala das. That's not a hanoah, no? What's a big hanoah? To live in a house where you have, where you like a, where you have a right to be, where the owner lets you be there? Or to live in a house where you're like a garden, if you're there without permission? So Zokta Stipler, Tosis is right. Megili das is mechayiv you. But Mukiyosef's case is not shver, because Mukiyosef's case, there was no Gili Das. The Gili Das is, I want to live in a house where it's normal. To live in a house where it's where I'm living as a ganiv, I don't want to live in such a house. That I was never Megala Das.
He doesn't find out that he's been coming out of the house, he already had the Hanah.
That's the kasha we had on this last year. The Stifler, it's a nice Einfeld. But we had this question last year that it doesn't make sense. It's true, I would pay to live in a house with permission. To live in a house without permission, first of all, I don't think I would do it anyway, but I certainly wouldn't pay a regular rent to live in a house without permission. So it's true, the Stifler's you said is true. But I'm paying for my Hanah. When I lived there, I thought it was with permission. If when I lived there, I thought it was with permission, that should be enough to be mechayev me to pay the full amount. The emes was that it was without permission. I didn't know that. The fact that I didn't know it meant that I lived there with the regular geshmak of living in a house kilo, it's with permission. So what's the pshat in the stifler's teretz? That you pay, I was never megala das under such circumstances. The hanah is the same.
The
pshat has said that something you're not allowed to do is only a hallucination of a hanah. So, I was only megala das that I'm willing to pay for a real hanah. To pay for a hanah that feels real, but it's really not real. You're right. I'll tell you why. So remember, the Horeb Shimon started. There's a sif in Shulchan Aruch. It says that I go into a store and buy kosher meat. And later on, we find out it was treif. So if the meat's around, I'm entitled to a refund. If I, Khalil, I ate the meat already. So I'm entitled to a refund. If somebody buys treif and meat and eats, he's entitled to his money back. So Shulchan Aruch says, if the meat was Issa Deraisa, then he's entitled to his money back, even if he ate it already. Even though he ate it already. Ah, if he ate it, he got the Hanah, he ate a steak. He didn't know it was Nevela, so when he ate it, it was good. So there, if Shimon said his Hezber, that really it wasn't food, it was poison. He just thought it was food. Right? He thought it was food, so he thought he's having Hanah. If he gives someone, he sells someone poison, he eats it, and he gets a, let's say he doesn't die, but he gets a stomach ache from it. But when he ate it, he enjoyed it. You don't have to pay for that. That's not a hanah. So maybe that's Pshat Mistifler. That if I live in a house without permission, so I only think I have hanah, I really don't have hanah. Could be. Could be a stack of dime.
You never had a
the meat, or tray for meat, had, well, the person had the hanah of eating the tray for meat.
You could say him, but tray to you had no value.
Okay,
so
good.
Good. Okay. Now the question was, since he had hanah, why does he get anything back? Are you saying because he ate something that cost less than the store? Okay, so it's a correct time. I mean, he does get, he's entitled to his money back. We're just saying that according to Rav Shimon's Hezber, that a hanah, which only seems to be real, but is not real, is not a hanah. So if you could say that by Momenes too, it's actually very good. That would make sense.
Right.
There's definitely Hana'ah, but it's a case of Zedahenev Zelechaser, and I'm really Potter. I'm only Chai because Giladaitai. So here, I was never Galadas for this type of Hana'ah. As Megaladas, that you're the type of Hana'ah I'm willing to pay. But as Zedahenev Zelechaser type of Hana'ah, where for me it's not such a good Hana'ah, I was never Megaladas at all that I would pay. Of course, it's worth something. There's never Mekaladas. This is Zenan of Zalechos. So make her right in this part. Tosis there brings a raya from the Lashon of the Gemara they're discussing. So the Gemara there says, Tama Adam and Nikiv. Whereas the Nikiv, I understand. But Amin Makiv, it's Zenan of Zalechos. So the Gemara is saying that by Amin Nikiv, it will be Zenan of Zalechos. So it makes sense that Yechayiv. That's his right. Okay, I want to get to the next piece of Gemara. I just want to remind you, those who were here last year at least, that there's the Nadi Behudis Truva on Zenahenev Zalechaser. It was the case, which stories people remember, if you remember the case. Somebody printed a Gemaris with his Chedushim on the bottom. Remember, things of hell? Right, somebody printed. Somebody went and he wrote Chidushi Torah. In order to get people to buy it, he printed Nashim and Nezik, and I think it was two Siddurim of Gemara on top and his Chidushim on the bottom. And in those days, I mean, there were plates, there were metal plates, all the plat were typeset. It's expensive. He typeset each plat. So he typeset all the Gemaras with his Chidushim on the bottom. And when the printer finished printing it, so he took his Gemaras and he went home. And the printer went and figured he has already all the Gemara's typeset, so he took away the person's Chidusha from the bottom. And for himself, he printed many many volumes of Shas to sell. So when the Mechadish Chidusha Torah heard about this, he was Tadeah him. He said, look, the typesetting I paid for. So the typesetting is mine. Now, from that typesetting, I printed 2,000 Gemaras, you printed 2,000 Gemaras, so pay me half of it. So what did the other person taina? What did the printer taina? Zenehenev Zalechaser. He taina to him, what do you mean? Zenehenev Zalechaser, look, you didn't lose anything. I think the case was, he taina, you already sold all your Gemaras. He waited till the other person sold everything he printed. And then he says, so you're not a chaser, nobody's not going to buy yours because they're buying it from me. And so Zenehenev Zalechaser, so I'm off the hook. I think the tshuva was a little more complicated. The other person tied it, he still has some Gemaras, and the printer said, alright, I'll buy those from you. So he said, no, but it's too late, I'm a chaser. But the main thrust of it is that he tied it Zenehenev Zalechaser, and the other person tied it, that's Gila Daite, the Dichalei Baitzais. He tied it. Even Zenez Alechas, he's still Chayiv. You Megala Das, you're willing to spend money on the Shas, because the Maisi printed the Shas. So it's Gila Daite, the Dichalei Baitzais. So that was, Isabel, that was the tumult over this Taisis. Whether Zenez Alechas and Gila Daite, whether it's a Machayiv. And the tshuva in the Yehuda was that it's very limited cases where Zenehenev Zalechaser Gila Daita you automatically chayiv. It has to be clear that you are Gila Daita to pay for this. It's not enough that it was Gila Daita because he spent money on printing. Gila Daita would pay for the typesetting also. I think that was the gist of the Yehuda's tshuva. Okay. Yeah, normally what the printers do with plates is they remelt them. I remember I was occasionally in a printer's place. The machine that does it prints the plates. The truth is, I remember the long plates, they remelted. The older plates were individual letters. They took it apart, they put it into the box, and then they reused the letters for new. So he didn't own the metal of the letters. He just owned the work that took to put together the shaft. That was a shock of Atari. Okay, so Kapanim, We have today an abridged version of this week of, I'm not going to get into all sugis and hevzal chaser, but the chi of Nehenda. So we have, again, the chi of Nehenda, which we discussed the last 2 days, and this idea that Gili Daita de Nichalei is a Machayiv, and Taisa says even by Zen hevzal chaser, Gili Daita is a Machayiv. Certainly by chaser, certainly it's Siba HaMachayiv. On Hamad Aleph, the Gemara brings 2 stories of Runya and Ravina. Ravina was the outside landlord. He owned the 4 fields around. And Runya was the hole inside the bagel, the field that's in the middle of the other fields. And Runya apparently was a poor person. Ravina was a wealthy person. And they had a dintayr. Runya, Akfe Ravina, Me'abaru Chaysev. Runya was surrounded by fields, by Ravina on the 4 sides. Here, Ravina built all the 4 walls. Amalei hadli kamad gadri. Give me the money for half of the value of the walls, kamad gadri, what I built. So lo yavlei. So Runya was not willing to pay. Havli lufi kana bezul. Give me at least like chivarav to make kana bezul. Lo yavlei. Havli agadati rasa. I'll tell you what. I'm willing to go all the way down. You should pay me according to Chia Barav's explanation of the Rabbanan, the smallest shita. Give me agadati rasa. Lo yavli. Still didn't pay him. See, he felt that he doesn't have to pay him. Yumachad, havaka gadadikli. One day he was working in his field, cutting the fruits of his day trees. Amalei larisei zil shkol minei kibura de ahini. So he told his worker to go to Runya's field and to take from him a cluster of dates. Now, Ravina didn't want to steal. He wasn't going to steal at Lamaisa. He dafka did this to, he knew Runya's going to stop his aris, and he's going to want to show him that he has a no and there's a wolf. Ozel lasuye, so he went to take it. Rama bekala, so Runya prevented him from going. He was screaming at him, and he was saying, "What are you doing in my field?" So he told him, "Amalei golisa daitach de meinach nichalach." We see a gili das that you're happy with the wall. Lo yehi aliza biyavu mi le boi netirusa. Even if it would just be for the goats, you need a wall. So Lamaisa, you have to chip in for the wall. Amalei, easy be alma. Lav lachule boy. If it would just be goats, lachule boy, all I have to do is to scream and they'll go away. Amalei, the gavra boss, the michlilach. Li michlilach, he's still, you need a shimer. Asla kame de rav. So here, Ravina and Runya had this sechsuch. They came to Rava. Amalei, so he told Runya, Zil paise b'maydi yifayis. Look, if he's willing to take agar netira, be b'fayis him for that small amount. B'loi, and if not, the inona lochdina kiravona, alibidur b'yaisi. If not, I'm going to pass, and you have to pay the full amount. End of story. Now, what is going on here with Rava's psak? Rava's telling Runya to go and settle with Ravina for the lower amount. And if not, I'm going to pass kid that you have to pay the full amount. Now, you could think that he's just saying it to scare him, that really he only has to pay the smaller amount. And lafchida yuba. But Taisi says not that way. Taisi says, klar, that ksaso yanira shaloi lafchida yoyoy mikem. Taisi says he wasn't saying it to scare him. And Rashi brings the Hagaf and the Rashbam that from this Gemara Zaraya we paskin, they have to pay the full amount. So here we have a kasha on Rava. Rava lechayra paskin shaloi kahalachim. Rava went and said, go and be mefayisim with a small amount of money. And it's a toss. It's not the halacha. The halacha is you have to give a whole money. You don't make pshara. The halacha is it's also to make a pshara when the din is borrowed. It's also to make a pshara. Ravina? So you have to answer that Ravina was masking, because Ravina already was masking. So, but then it's also a problem. If Ravina was masking, so what did he tell him? Ilav, din l'chadina k'rafona. You should have said to him, Ilav, I'll take the money from you. I'll get the cops and we'll take the money from you. So why did he say, Ilav, din l'chadina k'rafona? Unless you're saying it to scare him, but Taisus and Rashi and Bereshbaum say he wasn't saying it to scare him. So this understanding of what's going on here in the story is a sichsuch gadol. Those of you who looked at the shach, you know, it's a long siman, even a longer shach, that a tumult. It starts from a Ramah. The Ramah in Simeon Zayin, Sifyud Bey, says that when two people come to a din Torah, and the Teveya is Teveya, a small amount of money, and the Bezdin knows that he's entitled to more. He's not a smart Teveya. He walks into Bez and he says, Pliny broke my window, he has to pay me Chatzi Nezek. No? Considers his friend like an animal. Huh. He comes in Bez and he says, Pliny broke my window, he has to pay me half the Nezek. So what's Bez supposed to do? So Ramos says, unbelievable thing. He says, Bezdin has to pass in what's asked. Your Teveya, half a window, he says he's potter. So Bezdin could be, say, pay half a window, he'd say you're potter, he'd say pay a quarter of a window, a third of a window. But Bezdin can't tell him, what are you asking for half a window? You're entitled to all window. No, no, no. Bezdin can't tell them. What? One second. This is the psak of the Ramah. The Ramah says that you cannot give more than the Teveya was Teveya. And truth is, Ramos says even more. He says, if Bezdin did do it, if Bezdin said, what do you mean you're entitled to the whole window? If Bezdin did do it, then it's a toss, it's a psak toss, and it's chayzer. Then Bezdin has to retract the psak. You can't pass him more than the Teveya is Teveya. What? Can the guy come back the next day? Probably could. I don't see why he can't. It's a psaki chayv half. It's not a psaki chayv not chayv the second half. Not a patur in the second half. Yeah, Bezin's psak stands, but Bezin's not paskening. He's chayv this and not more. Bezin's saying this way. He's chayv.
Tell me, what's poorly on Bezin? Bezin makes a funny psak. They don't
even
know why.
Bezin, the way the Ramah learned. The Ramah's makar is a rivash. And it says that it's Bava Basra Daf Hei. It's interesting. From this Maisa, the Rivash and the Ramah understand such a Chiddush Gadol that you can't give more than the Teveya's Teveya. Now, an understanding in such a Shita, I don't understand. Baruch Hashem, I'm not the only one. There are many Achreinim Tumul. But to understand even what the Svara for this is, very, very hard. When somebody comes to be Teveya and Bezdin, we're looking for the Emes Lamita, we're looking for what the Rabbeinu Shalom wants, what the Torah's Mechai is. Very hard to understand. You don't have to go to Bezdin. Two people can make a pshar between themselves, as long as no one's crooked. I mean, if two people made a pshar between themselves, so Bezdin doesn't mix in. For sure, Bezdin won't mix in. Bezdin always prefers that they make an agreement between themselves. Nobody wants that a Bezdin should have to force it on one side.
I don't even know I'm missing $100.
So it's a Bari Vishama, so a Bari Vishama.
If two agents say, Ruben saw $100
and I don't even know I'm missing
$100.
So
since Shimon doesn't
know, it's as if the Bezdin is not Teveya and Bezdin, the Bezdin knows it's $2. But the guy says, you broke my window. Could you have a Din Torah without a Teveya? Well, who's wearing a Din
Torah? It has to be a Teveya, no? Two agents come in and say, Ruben saw $100 from Shimon, and Shimon says, I have no idea that I'm missing $100.
Well, Shimon is assuming he's mentally capable. He's going to say, I don't know that I have, but if they say it, so I'm Teveya. No?
He's left to come on, he's not here, in case somebody's not here.
So, but when he's not here, Tanina Mai, that's a Maila in a way. But, Akaparim, this is the Ramah's Psak. So, first of all, the Ktsais is Chaylik. And the Ktsais says, like you were saying, that what's the Shachis to Asugya? In Asugya, was a mechila. He was Michael. Ravina already was Michael. Ravina already told him that give me this. If you don't give me this, give me less. If you don't give me that, give me less. So Ravina was ready, Michael. And since Ravina was Michael, it's a done deal. But the kasha on that is, like I asked, if so, why did he say lav din and loch din of Rafon? What's Pshat Ilav? I'll pass microphone if he was Michael. You can't pass the microphone. So assuming the halach is not, the ikr is not like the Ramah. That in Svar is very hard to understand. But how are you going to explain Asugya? Why did he tell him, he said a little, if he Ilav, I'll give you more. So really it's fair no matter which way you cut it.
But if
he didn't give
him
the $10, you can't say that some mechila, like, was misalming himself in the first point, the rest of the money. So in this case, he would be able to say, listen, maybe he should be out to bed, but I don't want to pull him out. It's not like it's a regular mechila. The Shach says pretty much that. The Shach, after all, that Richus. The Shach says that here it wasn't a real mechila. What happened here was Ravina told him, look, you don't want to give me everything, give me half. Give me a quarter, whatever you want, I'll give it to you. What is Ravina thinking when he says it? Ravina is thinking, look, really, if I schlep you to Bez, then I can get everything. But if I get something, I won't bother schlepping you to Bez. It's not worth the fight. The difference between half of the regular thing and half of the Bekar Bezul, not worth fighting in Bez. And he tells him, you know, give me the Bekar Bezul, so give me at least Agadatira. But his mechila was only on the assumption that you're gonna save the headache of going to a din Torah. So I'm gonna have to go to a din Torah. I'm gonna have to enforce it anyway. So for that, I was never willing to be Michael, what I'm entitled to. So Bazai, in our Gemara, you can't bechlaler to other cases. It's a unique case. Ravina came. And Ravina said, if you'll pay me without a headache, I'll take less. If we're going to have to go through forcing you, then I want more. So Rava Taka said that. Rava told him, listen, Zil Paisi be my dear Fayez. Be a nice guy, don't schlep him to Bezdin, and you'll pay less. He laughed, but if you can schlep him to Bezdin, Dina Lachadina, Kerefon. I'll tell you, you have to pay the full amount, because that's the credit. So the way the Shach comes, it's very geschmack. Our Gemara is not, you can't learn from our Gemara except for a case similar to our Gemara where he was Michalim. But tonight, the Ktsais is a Knej. He says the Rivash Shita is Mechila B'Tas have a Mechila. We don't pass it that way. But the Rosh Shita is that Mechila B'Tas have a Mechila. So the Ktsais says it could be the Rivash L'Shitas he holds that when Ravina was Michalim. He was like, Michalim Adas, you don't shlep me to Bez. But he says that's binding. So the Rivash, because he holds Mechila Vitas as a Mechila. So, since he holds Mechila Vitas as a Mechila, so that's why he paskins that you don't give the bigger amount. Still not like the Ramah. But that's why the Rivash Paskin, you don't give the bigger amount. Because he holds Mechila B'Tas, have a Mechila. So he holds in an Agamara, you would never give the bigger amount. You always give the smaller amount. We Paskin, Mechila B'Tas, I have a Mechila. So if I'm Meichel you, because I want to avoid a headache, but you give me the headache anyway, then that's not a Mechila, then I'm entitled to more. So Kapanim, what comes out of our sugya, we have the two ways to learn, basically, the Shach and the Ramah. Ramah learned our sugya, this Groysa Chiddush, that they can't give a person more than his Teveya. And the Shach, with the choice, say no, you can't learn such a thing from our Gemara. If a person is Teveya, you give her whatever the Halacha is, he's supposed to do the Halacha. And our Gemara is the case, though, like the Shach says, where he's only by Chalim on a condition. What comes out of Halacha Lamaisa so far is not like the Ramah. The Ramah is very hard to understand. How can you not give somebody something who is Teveya? The Nesivis comes along, he makes something of a pshara. Maybe it's what the Ramah meant. It doesn't fit well into the Ramah's Lashon. But since it's such a Peledik Ramah, it's maybe. The Nesivis says a beautiful thing. He says, if someone comes to Bezdin and says, someone broke my window and he has to pay me half, of course, you mechayev him everything. Even the Ramah would agree. Everyone would agree that you pay everything. However, let's say I come into Bezdin and I'm teveya you one thing. And it's a totally different tvia that if I want, I could tie you. A totally different mahalach that I could go with. So Bezdin doesn't start with new mahalachim. For example, I built a wall. I'm a ravina. I built a wall between my rishus and your rishus. Now, I come into Bezdin, and I say, I built a wall between our rishusim and teveya agar netira. Bezdin knows that he really has to pay me here for the wall. That I'm only teveya, the agar netira. Zokin the Sivis, when I'm teveya agar netira, it means that the bricks of the wall are going to stay mine forever. I'm only telling you pay me for the shmira. But the bricks of the wall are going to be mine forever. Now really, I have a right to say, you should buy half the bricks from me. When I'm saying, pay me the cost of the wall, I'm saying I have a right to force you to purchase from me half of the bricks, the work of the bricks and the work of half the wall. So the Sivis, there is a new taina. I'm to dare you that I have a right to force you to buy from me half the bricks. Now, if a person comes to Bezdin, he doesn't say that. He just says, Agar Netira. So that's what the Ramah was talking about. Bezdin doesn't say new tainus. It's like a totally new taina. Sell you half the wall. The way he's doing it now, he'll keep the wall and he'll just pay him Agar Netira. He could have done it, I'll sell you half the wall. And that's the case where the Ramah says, you don't tell a Baldin more than he asked for. But the Alma, to stand not tell a Baldin more than he asked for, it's a double pella. Now, from the Ramah's Lashon, you have to remember the Ramah is in Hilchis Dayanim. It's not in Hilchis Shutrim Shavano Kaisel Beinayim. So to me, it sounds like a little bit daichi to say that that's what the Ramah meant. And the scene is very mistaken. But he wants to learn it into the Ramah. It's a little bit of a daichi because the Ramah says that as a klal in Hilchis Dayanim. Somehow it doesn't fit well into, it doesn't seem to fit well, at least into the Lashon. But it's also a nice pshara and din. So the halacha lemaisa seems to be that you do say you give somebody what he's entitled to al pi din, and okay. So this the story of Runya Leravina, Akfe Leravina. So we have two chidushim. We see from here we pass on Rav Yaisi, and we see from here this whole tumult in the Ramah. Agav, the Rishayim bring that we see one more thing here, that we paskin that even Makif, Ahmad Makif, Yechayiv to pay. The bottom line of the Gemara had a lashon that only Ahmad Nikif, the Goli Daite the Nichale, only then you have to pay. You know, we have a rule generally that we paskin like the last lashon when the Gemara has many Lashonis. We have a rule in Shas, the Rambam's rule, that we always pass it like the last lashon. The last lashon of the Gemara and Dalet Amud Beis was Dafka Amad Nikif. Dafka Amad Nikif. What we see from this Gemara, it's not that way. We see Amen Makif, you also chayiv. Ayah was the last lashon of the Gemara. Anybody have an answer? Ayah was the last lashon. It's really a mistake. The Taina, the last lashon, should pass to like it. What?
The Imam is going to pass like it.
Better. This whole piece of Gemara is going like who? All like Chiyav Arav. The Rashba says this. This whole last piece of Gemara was the Gemara said Machlekes Rafana or Chiyav Arav. So Bishlam like Rafana, I understand Machlekes in the Mishnah. Right? They're arguing if you paid Mekon Vizol or Hakol Fima Shagada. Bas Chalek Chiyav Arav. Well, Chiyav Arav. So we had five Pshatim. All five Pshatim, Dr. Rashba, all going according to Chiyav Arav, who pask in the Beikana Bezol. But Lindy Dan, that we pask in like Rafuna, that I call Fima Shagada. So Lindy Dan, they can't say we should pass like the last Lashon. All these Lashonis were not going La'alacha, they were not going like Rafuna. So Mela, we pask in Lashonam and Nakif, Lashonam and Nikif. That's the way the Gemara started, and that's the way it says in Shulchan Aruch. Gemara brings one more story of Runya and Ravina. Runya is of an Arat Mitzvah Durer. So again, you have to picture it. You have Runya in the middle, Ravina all around on all four sides. And there was one more field that had to be bought. Now, there's really a machlokes here, Rashi and Tosfos, what the case is. Okay, according to Rashi, right, this outside was Ravina, and the inside was Runya. Right, so where was the new field? The way Rashi learns, the new field was here someplace. It was next to Ravina. So this field, Runya bought it. And Ravina's saying, Dina de Bar Metzra. Dina de Bar Metzra means, the halacha is, that a Bar Metzra, somebody who's living right on the boundary, has first rights to buy a field. Even with the Eved, it's chayzer. If you sell a house in Flatbush, and your next door neighbor is a Jewish person, and you sell it, your neighbor comes, he tells you, I'm a bar mitzvah, I'm willing to buy for the same amount of money. So you have to sell to him. And even if you sold, it's chayzer. He's there right away. This is the way Rashi learned the Gemara. Tosfos disagreed. Tosfos holds that the field was over here. The field was over here. Runya was a neighbor on one side. Ravina was a neighbor on three sides. And that's why Ravina had a taina that I have first rights to it. So the Akve was either after this story, or maybe this story was first. Tosfos l'shitasai, the Runya Akve Ravina was talking about the outer walls. So still the outer walls. Okay, that's true, right? But Tosfos talking about the outer walls. So even if there was somebody else inside, Okay, Al-Kopanim, let's see what the Din Torah was. It's saying a chiddush in the story too. The Gemara doesn't just bring stories. Runya Zavanara Mitzvah de Ravina, Sava Ravina Sluke Mishim Dina de Bar Metzra. I assume you've all heard of Dina de Bar Metzra, the fact that a neighbor has a right to have first rights to a field. Sava Ravina Sluke Mishim Dina de Bar Metzra. Omer Safra Vedra Vyabala Ravina. Amriinchi Arbola Tzila Arbola Tzalala. People say Arbola Tzila Arbola Tzalala. It's funny that people say it because Rashi can't figure out what it means. I guess they didn't say it anymore in Rashi's times. So Rashi has three different shot in the taich of Arbola Tzila Arbola Tzalala, but they all say the same thing. They all say Runya is a poor fellow. He's having a hard time making parnasa. So therefore, give it to Runya. So Tosfos says, "Rashi, the Chimer Rachman Bedin. What do you mean? They didn't come to him for advice; they came to him for a psak. So what do you mean? Runya is a poor fellow. People say Abol Atzila, Abol Atzalala. He has to feed his family. Shkeche has to feed his family. But we came to you for halacha. If you want to make an appeal, you make an appeal. I'll give you tzedakah. Right now, it's a halacha. So Tzotais is a matmiya that v'chimerachman b'din. So the Muki Yosef explains Rashi. Muki Yosef is masber Rashi that what is din of the bar mitzvah? Why do you have to sell to a neighbor first? It's my field. I can sell to whoever I want. Din of the bar mitzvah is a halach which goes al tasisa yashav atayv. The whole klal of din of the bar mitzvah is like not shuras hadin. Not strictly speaking, that I must sell to you. Since the Torah says Asisa Yashav Atayv, that's the whole din of Dina Bar Mitzvah. It's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. But the makor of this halacha is Asisa Yashav Atayv. So he says, the whole thing starts with Asisa Yashav Atayv. So I could tell you, Yetiveh Yashav Atayv, you do Yashav Atayv and let the Ani have it. Rav Moshe adds a nekuda to make the Muki Yosef more understandable. So Muki Yosef doesn't sound to be technically right. Saying that's Yashav Atayv anyway, this is Yashav Atayv too. So Rav Moshe adds a nekuda. He says, what's the whole Asisa Yashav Atayv of Bar Mitzvah? We're saying that if you're a neighbor, the financial benefits of a neighboring field are such that it's Yashav Atayv to give it to this person, because for a person who's a neighbor, you understand, if you're a neighbor to a field and you're just an exit to your field, so it's easier to work. You do all the work together. You plow straight. So the whole Asisa Yashav Atayv of Bar Mitzvah is that financially it's worth so much more to him, therefore give it to him. So Rav Moshe, the pshat in the Muki Yosef is that to a poor person, the benefit of having a field close by, even with another field being mafsik, I mean it was mafsik, but Runya, to have the opportunity to have a field which is one field over, the financial benefit to Runya of this almost bar mitzvah means more to an ani then the financial benefit of a mamisha bar mitzvah means to an asher. In other words, it's not just Dam give tzedakah to Runya, give him a taiv. It's the whole asisa yashav atayv is based on what? On that you could sell to the neighbor, you could sell to other people. To the neighbor it's worth more than to other people, therefore do it to him. By an ani, who's arbol tzila, who has a hard time feeding his family, to him to have an opportunity to have a field, even one field over, in his financial matziv, it's that much more valuable than the asher mamish next door. So it's not pshat just yashav atayv, give something to an ani. The pshat is the whole original cheshbon of bar mitzvah. The whole original cheshbon of dina bar mitzvah is, if it's worth more to one person, better give it to him. It doesn't apply here, because here in Runya it's worth so much more to. And therefore give it to Runya and don't give it to Ravi.
No, Rashi says that's Rashi.
Yeah. Yes, it's fine. It fits very nicely to Rashi. The Mukiyaz is just being masmer a little more. He's saying Shadarashi Taka and then Nachinani. It's a Rashi saying. They're both Yashav Atayv, but the whole life too is you want to make a little more than that. Okay, I got ahead of everybody. I keep on telling you, just let's put in the time. I'm not asking you to skip anything or to just tell you, put in the time. Put in the time to keep up and try to keep on moving. Okay, please try to understand these two maasim. If you didn't spend time on it yet, please.